to be reminders, to bring them back. But God will not force his will. Two, God doesn't violate the principle of personal responsibility. Oh, dear Jesus, I forgot about my test. Please anoint me with your spirit so I have the answers. You can tell I've done that, haven't you? God holds us responsible for our own actions or for our lack of actions. If you are unethical in business dealings and you get caught, or if you drink and drive and get a DUI or have an accident and kill someone, and then you pray not to be sent to jail, you're asking the wrong questions. Folks, God says, you know what? I'm going to love you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to forgive you. But you're going to have to live with your mistake. And that's just the way it is. There are consequences to your bad decision. But you know what? I am going to be right there all around you the whole time. Finally, God doesn't very often violate the laws of nature. After all, God designed the laws of nature. So why would, think about it. Why would God go against something that God created? God created them so that we could predict that certain things were going to happen, so that we could predict that once something is in motion, it remains in motion unless it is what? Acted upon by an outside force. Science lesson for the day. If God continually broke the laws of nature, there would be no laws of nature, would there? We couldn't count on anything. Which way is the sun going to rise this morning? God will usually work within the laws of nature to accomplish God's purposes and to answer your prayers. Sometimes God intervenes and does something supernatural, but the norm is that God will work within the laws of nature. Why? Well, God created him and thought that was best, so that's the way it is. Now, for a moment, imagine what the world would be like if God answered every single prayer with our terms. Has anyone ever seen Bruce Almighty? Oh, yeah. They could delete about 30 seconds of that movie and it would be a PG movie and everybody could watch it. But anyway, it's a great movie aside from about two spots. They remember the stick pads all over his apartment representing a prayer from people? Then remember he asked them all to be filed, and since he was acting like God within a six-block radius or something, they were all putting files, and it filled up his apartment. Remember that? And then he said, oh, this isn't going to work, so, oh, computer, yeah. So he put them on a computer, and he just marked control Y, is it, and put them all yes. Remember what happened? I thought that was a pretty good representation of probably what would happen. Complete anarchy. Everyone got mad because they only got $1 on the lottery. Right? We shouldn't be doing that anyway, but that's my opinion. But just imagine for a moment what the world would be like if God answered every prayer. All 6 billion people of the world or more. God would become our slave, and that is definitely not God's role in this world, is it? If everything we ask for were done for us, I think it'd be a pretty scary place for us. Also, out of God's love for us, sometimes God says no to prayers. When we're in difficult and painful situations, God can see the good that we are capable of doing because of the situation that we're presently in. Now, I don't want you to hear me wrong. I didn't say God put us in that situation. But what I said, once we put ourselves in that situation or we are put in that situation, God can see, if we choose, the power that we can have in people's lives because of that bad situation that we're in. You see, many times God allows us to remain in these painful situations for that reason. I remember whenever Jamie and I lost our little girl, stillborn, Callie Lee. Oh man, I was mad. I was a preacher. I felt I'd given my entire life, put my family through, you know what, to go into the ministry. And this baby dies. It took me a long time to get over that, and sometimes a little inkling of that still sneaks in, I have to admit. It's, anyway.